Welcome to the Weekly Green, a KXCI mini-program on environmental topics from southern Arizona and the rest of the universe. Today we're joined by J.P. Thom-Groningen. Welcome, J.P.
Thank you, Lou. Good to be here.
You implemented rainwater harvesting on your land based on Brad Lancaster's book on rainwater harvesting.
It was June of 2014 that I put in my first berm and basin sets. I took the advice that Brad had in the book to find out where the water's going on your property. You need to do a rain walk.
What is a rain walk?
That's basically when you have the rain coming down, and the deal is walk around and see where it's going. And that's when you can start making plans for what to do to keep the rainwater where it falls. Where I live, gently rolling. There's some gullies, washes here and there, and a lot of creosote. And where the creosote is, there's a hump. And I noticed that, the water that was running downhill was running between those clumps. I dug a basin just uphill, piled the dirt between the clumps of creosote so that the creosote hump would be the end of the berm, and then rain would just gradually fill up that basin and you could get a couple inches of water above ground level. If there was some instability in the berm, there might be a blowout. I had several blowouts before I got to a system that worked consistently.
What do you do about it?
The base of the berm should be about four times as wide as the depth of your basin. And when you have that broad a base, it takes longer for the water to work through the dirt as it's building up behind the berm. If you put it in the wrong spot so that too much water comes down, it'll rise to the top of the berm and find a weak spot. And when it starts flowing, that's when it starts eroding away on the downhill side of the berm. When you make a broader-based berm, you have a much gentler slope for when the water does start flowing over. I've added a twist. I read a lot of stuff that were referenced in Brad's book, and one author advocated Hügelkultur. In its original form, it was just piling up wood to cover with dirt and put plantings on. But out here in the desert, dead wood takes a long time to rot down. Where I'm going to put the berm itself, I dig a trench there first. At that point, I just wander around the property and pick up dead wood, fill up that trench with the dead wood, put the dirt back on top of it, and now, just uphill, dig out the proper basin, and the wood will hold the water a lot longer than just plain dirt.
It's not only rainwater harvesting that you do, but you also have a...
Reduced consumption of water.
Reduced consumption of water.
Yeah. At about the time that I started digging my first berms, I found the Humanure Handbook by Joseph Jenkins. And the main point that he has is every time you flush the toilet, you're dumping anywhere from 5 to 7 gallons of drinking water into the sewer system where it then needs to be handled. And composting toilets is the main topic, and he has a system where you can build a little toilet that contains a 5-gallon bucket. People say, doesn't that stink? About as much as a toilet, as long as you have the cover material to put over the top of it. And sawdust is a main component in that aspect, but peat moss, and there's a few other items that are suitable for the purpose. You drop a load in there, you cover it up with the sawdust, and at the end, there's a faint odor of sawdust in the room. Then the bucket fills up. Then you trade it out for a new empty bucket, and you take the full one out to your compost heap.
Explain to me how you play musical compost heaps.
In the conventional system, they say, you got to turn your pile. Turning the pile actually loses your nutrients. You actually don't have to turn it. You're just building it up. You've got one active that you're adding to. But then when you get it up tall enough that this bin cannot take any more, and you move over to the empty bin on the other end and start adding that one in. And all the time that you're adding to the active pile, the original one is just sitting there. Fungus gets to work in there. All those little soil organisms.
And then what do? You just empty it out?
About a month before I anticipate needing the space, I'm going to start sifting out what's been resting. And that needs to go out onto the basins finally. Now that there's water out there, they need the topping to help keep it in the ground.
You can find out more about Brad Lancaster's rainwater harvesting techniques at harvestingrainwater.com and Joseph Jenkins' composting method at josephjenkins.com. Thank you very much, JP.
It's been a pleasure.
The audio and text of this broadcast with the associated links are available on the Weekly Green blog at kxei.org. Comments, suggestions, and inquiries can be posted on the Weekly Green Facebook page or emailed to theweeklygreen@kxei.org. This is Dan Lout for the Weekly Green. Thank you for listening.